And welcome to the Enigma Cup Hour. Your boy Enigma September, live and direct from Hell's Basement. And I got to remember to look into the camera. How are you guys doing out there in recorded land? This is the first inaugural relaunch of the Enigma Cup Hour. So it should be interesting. You have about 59 and a half more minutes of dealing with me. Thanks. Really appreciate it. What we got planned? My door is unlocked. That's great. So if somebody want to run up on your boy, it might happen. Who knows if you know where I live. Got a good show for y'all today. So I hope you guys are ready. Shouts out to the Freedom Train Network for putting your boy on. What's up, Joe? What's up, Patrick? What's good? It's our boys, everybody else that's down with the network doing a podcast. Of course, I have the YouTube popping, YouTube Live, which is right now, Friday. Listen, you can watch me live. You can interact. So if you happen to be watching the show, you can hit me up with the chat. There's a live stream chat. Let me know that you are here. In the YouTube. If not, if you listen to the podcast, what's good? Be patient with your boy trying to ride a bike for the first time again. So we're going to see how this works. So let's see what's on the plate. I got a good show for y'all, I think. I hope. Shout out my man, Battle Music. Shout out my man, The Beast. For having me on the spotlight this Friday. You can check out their pages on Facebook and see me kick a little freestyle here and there and talk about the podcast. So that's what's good. Shout out to my man, Outlaw Beats, who typically will hit me up during my live broadcast whenever I'm doing a live broadcast. So who need enemies when you got friends like that? Anyway, I'm going to the first track. Not what I had planned, but this is what we're going to do. Like, granted, those in the YouTube, I'm still working on trying to get the music and the video linked up or synced up. So you may miss this part, but it may be good because they be tracking. So anyway, man, we're going to get into this first joint. And the first joint I got lined up. I don't even know what I got lined up. I don't know what I have lined up, which is like, boy, don't you need to be on your stuff? Trust me, y'all gotta bear with me. Bear with your boy. Actually, first thing I got lined up is a new joint. My man Intricate. What's up? Duval. My man Intricate and my little sis Ari. You know what I mean? She's a DJ up at V89. I'll be up there tomorrow doing the Underground Railroad. They got a new joint they dropped this week. You know, so I'm giving y'all a new hotness. New hotness. Ain't even came out yet. It's Run Gang. So this is the Nick Mustafa Hour. Are you not entertained? Let's go.
I'm just running the game to you. Yo, that's real. I'm just running games to you. Yo, that's, I do solemnly swear to keep it a band buck. One hand tucked inside of my chest and a hand up. What could you brand us? The misfits in this instant slick. The slander hits through the fences. I can do everything to hip that. Kept shooting and never jammed up. Keep grinding, boy. Your life could change in a stanza. Get a gripping man up. When you fall, just stand up. Expect everything because none of this is random. And I'm on another track solving problems that I ran from. The ones that held my potential for ransom when I ransom. I'm my own biggest factor of traction, my own hurdle. Trying to jump over myself like a backflip. Damn, son, would you learn this? Who my favorites disappointed me? The place I'm trying to go seems to only bring poignancy. I had to rethink the reality I'm affirming. We wish upon a star for stardom, but it comes with curses. We've seen these kingdoms fall because the dark escaped to the light and it's hard to face. They canceled the card case. Imagine future you tender you threw it all away. You went crazy from all the fame. I got I shun from all the shame, but that is fake, it's all a game. Well, I told it, never sold it, we give our all just to be noticed. Meanwhile, always thinking that it's never enough. Round of applause for a spirited performance, but it's soulless. But shit, I'm just running game to you. Yo, that's real, real.
I'm just running game to you.
Yo, that's real.
I'm just running game to you.
Yep, yep, yep. And we're back. This is the Enigma Step Hour. And that was Run Game. Oh, man. Intricate. And my girl Ari on the hook. I'm super, super proud of them making these tracks, doing that stuff or whatever. Shouts out to Intricate making his way back to Duval, but still, you know what I'm saying, finding time to Run Game. Wow, Enigma stuff is corny, as if you guys didn't know that already. So, anyway, now I said I wasn't going to do this part of the... That's what happens when you do stuff freestyle. It's come up, it's automatic. Now, I said I wasn't going to do this part of the show anymore, but... A lot. So I'm going to give y'all a rundown of basically the top rap albums and top rap songs of this week, ending July 28th, 2018. So y'all just pay attention. Kids, learn your lessons. Now, the interesting thing, now really, the reason I said we're going to do it, because I really haven't been following Billboard for a minute, probably since I was doing the original Enigma Self Hour, but I decided to do it because time and space and content, who cares? But I found some interesting stuff. I realized I don't listen to a lot of stuff, and I need to if I'm going to be doing this. And also, too, Drake is just killing everything. Do right and kill every. I didn't plan that. This isn't written down. But right now, he is killing everything. Right now, Drake has the number one album on Billboard overall and the number one song with, you guessed it, In My Feelings. Which, listen to the album, probably was just a filler track to Guy Shiggy, a.k.a. Stephen A., decided to do a dance and make a challenge, and it's 2018. So Drake has the number one song and the number one album, and apparently he has the most number one, most top 10 Hot 100 songs of any rapper. I think he's at 31. I think Jay-Z trails him by 10, less than 10 at 21. So, yeah, just a little tidbit of that. Also, too, what's interesting is, six of the top 10, just an overall top 200 albums are hip-hop albums, are hip-hop related, if you will. Necessarily hippity-hippity hops, but definitely hip-hop related. So anyway, we're going to get into that. Actually, I got to let y'all know, man, y'all going to be able to call one day. I got to give y'all the phone number. If you want to call in, I believe the number, if I'm wrong, we're going to get that together real, real soon. You can call in 720. Oh, that's the right number. y'all call in, try to do the host the show. We're going to have to fight. I'm trying to host my show. I'm hosting my show. Now, you know what? Let me find that number for y'all, then I'll do it. I ain't going to have y'all call the wrong number. Now you're looking crazy. Anyway, let's get into this top 10 rap albums. Or, matter of fact, let's start with rap songs. And, of course, if it's the number one song in the country, it's definitely going to be the number one hot song in the country. In My Feelings by Drake is number one. No, I'm not going to do the Shiggy Challenge right here on Cam Live. No. No, seriously, I'm too fat. Y'all don't want to see Nate below. Number two. I Like It, Cardi B, Bad Bunny and J Balvin. I guess those two Spanish guys were speaking Spanish on the other part. And Cardi B with her Spanglish. You know, I'm pretty sure she can speak Spanish. But that's number two. If you haven't heard, she declined the Bruno Mars tour due to she wanted to be a mother. So shout out to Cardi B for that. She a real one for that. She a real one for that, straight up. You know what I'm saying? I guess she understood the pressures of motherhood and decided that she's going to be there for her baby. So shout out to Cardi B for that. Shout out to all the mothers for, you know what I'm saying, taking care of kids, you know what I'm saying. Or all the, I guess you say all the good mothers. it's some trash mothers. Don't get twisted. There's a lot of trash fathers. There's some trash mothers, but I'm pretty sure there's way more trash fathers than mothers. But anyway, we got the Cardi B for not getting arrested and staying home and taking care of a baby. That was a shot. Anyway, number three, Drake again, surprise, with Nice for What, the female anthem of the summer, at least he tried. Number four, Lucid Dreams by Juice WRLD. Number five, Better Now by Post Malone. Number six, Post Malone again with Ty Dolla $ign with Psycho. Number seven, Drake with God's Plan. Yes, this is getting redundant. Number eight, Taste, Tiger. What? Nigga, what? Tiger? Featuring Offset? Tiger has a song? Wow. Wow, bro. Am I hating? I'm not hating. I'm surprised. I didn't know Tiger was still doing stuff. No, honestly, like, he had dropped his joint and, like, it kind of crashed and burned. So, for him to, you know, still be doing it. All righty then. My man. I ain't mad at you. Not mad at you. Anyway, let's keep it moving. I'm thoroughly impressed. That was number eight. Number nine is Sad by Triple X, Tatiana. Triple X. May he rest in peace. And number 10 is Yes Indeed, My Little Baby and Drake. I spray them like Febreze. Man, oh my God. Febreze, bro. Like he emphasizing the fuck. I spray them like Febreze. I'm like, you serious? You serious right now? Febreze? Febreze. Just say Febreze. I spray them like Febreze. Man, wild, wild little baby. Yeah, really? Really, nigga? Y'all did it, not me. Little baby. I wonder if you from New Orleans, though. A lot of people from New Orleans say, yes, indeed. If there's anything I know about New Orleans and New Orleans people, they like saying, yes, indeed. Well, not New Orleans. Say that back. You may be New Orleans. Louisiana. You ain't got to be from the. You can be from, well, the Shreveport, all that. You know anybody from Louisiana, I bet you they say yes, indeed. That's one thing I picked up. So, anyway, let me get these top 10 rapidy raps. You already know it was number one. I ain't even gotta give you that. What in the world? Gotta find it. You got this R&B hip hop, and y'all gonna take it. You gonna take this R&B and hip hop. You gonna take it because I'm giving it to you. What's good? Oh snap! Hey man, Tiger got bars. Better. Anyway, y'all wanna call in? Shout out to the Train Network. Holla. 720-820-1343 if you want to call in. We're adding you 2 cents. I'm probably going to pick up, though, because I'm still trying to figure out what the world I'm doing. Anyway, we'll give you our top rap albums. Number one, of course, is Scorpion. The Scorpion. Yo, shout out to Sticky Fingers, though. The original Scorpion. Where you at, Sticky? Claim your spot. Drake trying to rep for Scorpios out here. Shout out my baby McKenzie. Number two, Rolling Papers 2 with Khalifa. I actually listened to that project. It was okay. It was decent. It was good. You like Wiz, you enjoy it. OJ and Kush is still his best joint. But Rolling Papers 2, is better than Rolling Papers 1. How about that? Number three, Beer Bones and Bentley by the I'm Not a Rapper, Post Malone. Really, nigga? Meet me somewhere. Give me an address. You got a rapper? Meet me somewhere. Number four, Triple X, Tentacion, Jason, what's his real name? Call him, his mama named Jason. I'm going to name him, call him Jason. I feel bad. I shouldn't be joking about that man. Because of his untimely demise. But, hey, I got jokes. Anyway, number four, question mark. Number five, Invasion of Privacy, Cardi B. Number six, Goodbye and Good Riddance by Juice WRLD. Number seven, Harder Than Ever, Paul's Lil Baby. Number eight, Future with Beast Mode. It was all right. I'm not a Future fan, but it was decent. It's all right. Number nine, Everything is Love from Beyonce and that old dude that she always hanging around. And number 10, again, another non-rapper. Well, it's the same non-rapper, Post Malone with Stoney. That's why I said I wasn't going to do Billboard, because it's a trash list. That's a trash list, bro. Anyway, we're going to get into this next song, and then we're going to get into some cultural topics. So, again, man, if you want to hit me up, you can always call in or listen live on your phone. Hit me up at 720-820-1343. Or you can hit me up on Twitter. I got Twitter on deck. Got Facebook on deck. Let me know what you think. And we got the chat on deck on YouTube Live. So holler at your boy. Anyway, we're going to get to this next track. And what we got? Got my man, Artisan P. Not the air back. Rewind. I'll give my man Shim. He was on the Underground Railroad last week. You know what I'm saying? Gave him some shine with his new track, Bread and Butter. And I'm giving some more shine right here on the Enigma Self Hour. Are you not entertained, baby, baby? Give me an address.
Come on. Woo. Yeah. People try to stop me, come on. No way. Never will I forget others.
Never, never.
It's like having bread without no butter.
No butter.
It's better to uplift each other. Yeah. Yeah. People try to stop me, come on. No way. Never will I forget others.
Never, never.
It's like having bread without no butter.
No butter.
It's better to uplift each other.
I never understood how people continue to resent each other.
No,
it ain't right. Don't hate on each other. Of course it's bad for your life. I'm praying to get it right. It's fight, not Sprite. Too much acid, it'll stain your life. Let my fold, obstacles came on the road. Let them know I will always speak the truth. I gotta go. Mama said to get some clothes. Papa told me ask for more. Granny said so it's hard to fold. I said I appreciate cause y'all the pro. Listen man, my pop's gone. My granny too. That don't mean I'ma quit. I'm making moves, just gotta take the tough times and switch it up. It'll change your life. Come on,
go live it up.
Yeah,
people try to stop me, come on.
No way,
never will I forget others.
Never, never.
It's like having bread without no butter.
No butter.
It's better to uplift each other. Yeah, yeah, people try to stop me, come on.
No way,
never will I forget others.
Never, never.
It's like having bread without
I know I done lost so many long nights to the come up. We done lost so many wrong lives to these gunners. So I decide to keep my own night right in front of me. Cause I don't wanna waste no time if you run up.
They don't wanna see me blow. The vision like TNT on TV scenes. I see it through the reticle. And
I be like a prophet, please, I'm conscious, be cautious. Obviously, they talk to speak fraudulent, maybe I should just let it go. But I ain't never frozen over nothing. You call them friends, check your X and O's, go figure. They all in a row, so what's missing? That's game overload, it's no chilling. You know how this goes, we keep the circle small and we fly until it's no ceilings. Cut the lames off with no feelings. Cause they gon' think what they wanna think. We just trying to be different, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
no, I know,
people
I know.
Try to stop me, come on, no way. Never will I forget others.
Never, never.
It's like having bread without no butter.
No butter.
It's better to uplift each other. Yeah, yeah. People try to stop me, come on, no way. Never will I forget others.
Never, never.
It's like having bread without no butter.
No butter.
It's better to uplift each other.
And we're back. This is your boy, Nickma September, and this is the Nickma Sep Hour, the first episode, live on YouTube. Also, shouts out to Freedom Train Network for having your boy in the building. You check out my interview. Should be posted somewhere. Joe, let him know. I mean, don't let him know. If he don't know. But, yeah, man, y'all just look out for that. It was a dope interview. Shouts out to Joe. Shouts out to Pat for having your boy on. And, yeah, check it out. So, who are we going to get into? What are we going to get into? Because I don't have a guest this week. Because I want all the smoke. All the smoke. Give me all the smoke. It's all me. This is Nickma Sep Hour. You get a whole hour of Nickma Sep. Now, man, I'm going to get into these local shows that was popping off in Tallahassee. This past week, so hopefully you guys were in tuned to the culture, and if you wasn't, then I'm going to let you know what was good. I wasn't everywhere. I wanted to be, but I wasn't. Actually, last night, they had a producer showcase over in Golden Sounds, Goldie, get it together, Goldie Sound Studios. Checked out the live feed, seemed pretty dope. Shout out to those Zakis, you know what I'm saying, for doing this thing. Probably on the producer that was there that I recognized. Yeah, seemed pretty dope, good crowd. And that's important, man, especially, you know, if you're in Tallahassee or even wherever you at, whatever area you at, man, definitely support your local shows, man, because you never know. Like, your favorite rapper was a local rapper at some point, so you got to be on top of that. That's an old man's draw. He had a birthday party showcase over at Local 501 down there in Frenchtown. I wouldn't show up, but your boy was running around that night. I think it was last Saturday. So, draw, if you're listening, bro, or you're watching the live, man, my apologies. Happy birthday, bro. You know what I'm saying? Vibing with you. Still want to ride with you. You know what I'm saying? Some of the tracks or whatever. So, my apologies for not making it. But I hope everything was dope. And, yeah. Also, that same night, you had the Mosaic and Trilogy Fam and Cap 6 over at Wilberry. We'll be right back. y'all remember that commercial? The little ABC. I think it was ABC morning show. We'll be right back. I'm just that old? Yeah, okay, anyway. Y'all old too. Screw y'all. yeah, Mosaic, Trilogy Fam, and Cap 6 at the Wilberry. I popped up for a minute, got me a drink. Then again, like I said, I had some things I had to do that night. Not that. Chill. But I had to get with my homies or whatever. But I did pop by. Shouts out to Black. I say Black Rob. He is Black. But shouts out to Rob Otis. And my man Intricate and a whole Cap 6, man, it was pretty dope show. Pretty much what I did see, I saw Trilogy Fam, a lot of energy on the show. The boys be everywhere, literally everywhere on the stage. But that was pretty dope. What else we had? Also, too, man, actually what didn't work out, was supposed to work out, was my man Tarif Knockout. Was supposed to have the video joint popping. You know what I'm saying, last Saturday. But Somebody played the ops, bro. Somebody played the ops and shut my man joint down, bro. You serious? Y'all niggas the ops, man. Chill. Snitching, man. Y'all already saw what happened to Permit Patty. You shut us down, we're going to shut you down. You better hope we'll find out who shut my man thing down. We're going to shut you down straight up. Y'all niggas the ops out here, man. We ain't got time for that. But I think he already kicked the video. Matter of fact, he did release a song today on all streaming sites, page apps, whatever the hell you listen to your music from. It's called, what's the name of the damn song? Lethal Simplicity. Sound like a damn... Maybe I'll shut up. It's all like a damn System of a Down song. Goddamn Lethal Simplicity. Wake up! Go to the jail, man. Wake up! If it's shooting now. No, but it's a dope song. Sets up Dozaki on the beat. Sets up my man Outlaw on the record. Yo, it's a dope track. I listened to that joint like 20 times. Yeah, Joe, I'm lying. I listened to that joint like 30 times. Dope song. You definitely going to hear it if you at Dope Camel Stadium this fall. My man's got one. So, actually, I'm going to play it on UGR on Saturday, or tomorrow, rather. You know what I'm saying? So, if you listen to a live feed, make sure you listen to UGR tomorrow. If not 89.7, you can listen to it on the live stream at www.wvfs.fsu.edu. And, yeah, man, it's dope. Check it out. Lethal Simplicity, my man Tarif Knockout. Don't get it twisted. Yeah, I still rep my city. You know what I'm saying? I'm a Fam Ewing. I'm a Rattler. Don't get it twisted. But, yo, my man, fire is fire, bro. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. And also, too, we got a couple joints coming up. You know what I'm saying? I was coming to events we had last week. Some stuff we have coming up this week. My man Umbrazo got the Southern Hospitality. These multi-syllable-ass titles, man. What? Y'all got to chill. Anyway, Southern Hospitality coming to you live on August 2nd. My man Umbrazo is going to be a battle rap joint. You know what I'm saying? So all you battle rap fans, y'all can check that out if you're in Tallahassee. I don't know where it's going to be at. But you can check my Facebook page and my Twitter and my Instagram. I post about the joint. I'm trying to pull up. It's going to be a busy day that day because I'll be doing my Pop Warner thing at the same time or before that. So I'm going to try to pull up, do my thing, whatever, show my face. But, yeah, big up, Bravo for that. And also, too, the little sis Ari got the In Bloom Showcase on the 4th at the Wilbury. You know what I'm saying? Lord, I want to say I know who's going to be there. I know my man, not Jody, man Kaizen. He's going to be providing the sounds. Of course, Nove. OVO Nove will be DJing or whatever. So got some artists. I think it's going to be more of an R&B vibe. But, yeah, it's all one and the same. So shout out to them people. So those two shows you got coming up next week. Stay tuned on my Twitter at EnigmaSelp9 for more information in regards to that. If you know stuff that's coming up, you know what I'm saying, in your city, you want me to put it on blast, again, holler at your boy, you know what I'm saying, and I would do that. So, yeah, man, shout out to Patrick, man. I see you, bro. What's good, man? So, yeah, so we went ahead and did all that. That was dope. Get y'all the local stuff or whatever. Again, like I said, if you got anything, matter of fact, anything right now, if you're listening right now, tweet me, at me, EnigmaSelp9. I'll go over it and I'll add it when I come back. But we're going to go into this next track. You know what I'm saying? I gave y'all two. You go to the third one. I think I got a fourth one. And we're going to go into I got my man's Artist in P. I was tripping last time. I'm on it this time. So, my man, Artist in P. featuring Busta Wolf. It's always but physical. I'm a wolf. With new joy, Have No Fear. Have No Fear, Artists in P, man. This is Enigma Self Hour. Are you not entertained or at least creeped out?
I'm about to hop these counties north, south, Florida connects. About to handle all my business, not to see another check. Bounce like candy cars on the south side of the city. Grill sit gritty, girls are sitting pretty. I had a lovely dream, I was busting at my seams. Sitting fast, stuffing faces of apple pie and ice cream. I had another dream, I was busting out my seams. Sitting fast, stuffing faces of apple pie and ice cream. I'm laughing at the irony of all that imagery. When flashing blue and red bring me to reality. No caviar where we are, why'd you ask me that? To make this art we had to starve, that was the caveat. I'm bouncing in millions of problems I got, but I'll not be stopped when I'm plotting for the top.
I can smoke stars to the filter, or kilter, or beach speak till I'm under trees, peace, easy. At best, this boom bap is vestigial, autocratic for the people, the blood is mestizo. Drum street regal, when the groove met needle, the wolf get evil, leave a MC fetal, see? That's what we do, rhyme autobiographies, we seen the atrocities, Memphis to Mephistopheles.
Crates rooted below the surface, in a place you wouldn't notice, and I'm floating up and out of focus, growing like a lotus. Yo, whether or not you like it, I strike fists when ink spills. A hunter-gatherer hoarding prey for the kill. The game is honored when devouring the flesh of the weak. Everything works out in the end. I felt a sense urgent, I wonder where my words went. I purged a dirge, an attempt to observe them in the worst way. Felt a thirst first, found comfort in a verse, and fell into a frenzy with a 40 ounce to nurse. Crates rooted below the surface, in a place you wouldn't notice, and I'm floating up and out of focus, and I'm growing like a lotus, and I dig through crates rooted below the surface, in a place you won't notice, and I'm floating up and out of focus, and I'm growing like a lotus.
Bada boom, bada bing, and we back. This is the Enigma Self Hour. That's my man, Artist in P, featuring Busta Wolf. You know what I mean? In all forms, but physical, I'm a wolf. With Have No Fear. I got one more joint for y'all, so y'all just stay tuned for that. Now, this is an interesting part because this is the part where I typically will have a guest. I think we had a 30-minute mark, past the 30-minute mark, perhaps. Hey, not that one. Where we at? Anyway, looking crazy. Yeah, we had 36-minute mark. Lord. Oh, Lord. You still got some more time to go? Anyway. So, I was going to get into some stuff. What stuff I was going to get into? I had some stuff listed, man. But shout out to everybody in the chat room. Shout out to my man Pat, Joe, my man Better. I know he was up in here. My man Paul was like, yo, I gotta go to sleep, yo. You know what I mean? I got a busy weekend. Also too, man, like again, listen to a lot of joint. Tomorrow I'll be hosting the Underground Railroad www.wbfs.fsu.edu. You can listen live, live stream or whatever, playing some joints. Have my man Tarif Knockout. He have the Lethal Simplicity UGR debut, you know what I'm saying? But right now, if you want to get a head start, whatever streaming app, trust me, it is a dope, dope, dope-ass song. So we get to get into what's popping in the hip-hop world at this point. Right now, you got the Joe Budden Podcast. They're on tour on the West Coast. They already put out some clips, you know what I'm saying, from the shows or whatever. I think they got the truth joint, you know what I mean, which is like mad crazy, because you can tell essentially what he's trying to do is in relationships. They had a couple up there, they was wilding, but it kind of made me wonder, and I don't think they're at this point where they would like stage stuff, but I'm kind of wondering if A, they got people that they already know, like basically paid actors to come up and do certain things, or if, you know, people already know what's popping, they kind of, you know, took it to the extreme. Because some of the stuff is seen really extreme, like y'all tripping. But it could be people just wild. I don't think that the Joe Budden Podcast has got that point where they start staging stuff yet. You know, like the Real World. It was kind of real in the beginning, but around like 2002, you realize like this song bullshit. Y'all playing, y'all tripping. So, it's dope. You know what I'm saying? I think it's cool that he expanding or whatever. And also too, if you listen to a live podcast, you probably like, yo, E with the cap on, I got the mall going on. New Warrior Mall. New Joe Budden. Anyway, that was crazy. I'm never doing that again. That was creepy. Yeah. So also too, I checked out Everyday Struggle. They still doing their thing, unfortunately. Slander. But yeah. As I checked it out, they had Russ. If you don't know who Russ is, no one does, except for like a mystery 10 million people who follow this guy and make sure he packs out arenas. So if you don't know who Russ is, shame on you and the rest of us who don't know who Russ is. But no, a man doing this thing. However, he came on the show before, and this one, Joe was still on Everyday Struggle, but he wasn't at this episode. But it was like some miscommunication between him and the Deska and the Fat Boy, DJ Academics. And so, you know, it was a very difficult interview. So they had him back, right? I guess to kind of say, hey, Olive Branch. And apparently he's the first interviewee or person to come back on the show. Oddly enough, even though it was so much tension the first time. And lo and behold, another trash interview. But I gotta say, it wasn't Russ' fault. The first time, I think it was his fault. I think he came in with a chip on the shoulder. He was like, "Y'all rah rah rah, yo, screw y'all, y'all try to screw me over, whatever, whatever." This time around, I think he came in. I think he was really, you know, maybe he got media trained, maybe he got a feeling of trying to, you know, get around it. But man, they was on some bullshit. They was really tripping. And it was kind of crazy to me because you can see, like, Buddy was really trying to be on some, hey, you know what I'm saying, squash the beef. I'm trying to get a real interview. I want to speak on my music and what I'm doing. And they was just like, yo, you need to do this. You need to do that. You need to do this. Like, bro, sis, that ain't y'all job. Y'all job is to interview that man, not be PR. Like, why are you trying to be an A&R, Nadeska? Why? It was a real trash interview on their part. Like, I was upset. Like, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, let that man live. He doing what he do. it's working. Once it stopped working, maybe he can decide to switch it up. But if it's working for him, why are you concerned? You know what I'm saying? It's like, here's some of the other, y'all need Joe back. Y'all need to bring Joe back. No, we don't need to bring Joe back. And he just continued to insist that they bring Joe back. Like, that's pretty much what the interview was Nadeshka insisting that Russ change his attitude as if that's going to help anything. It was weak, man. It was whack. What else? Checked out the breakdown. Right, let me see. Yeah, the breakdown with Hip Hop DX, my man MERS. So I got the MERS, one of my other joints I like to check out. Really informative. I take that back. Sometimes informative. West Coast. No, he comes with great topics. I might even bite some. What you gonna do, boo boo? What you gonna do, boo? I ain't gonna bite that man topics. But now Murs do a really good job, man, in regards to the topics he came up with. Now, I really, oddly enough, I said that, but the last topic he came up with, I really wasn't too fond of. And it was in regards to hip hop as a market. And he was bringing up different companies that knew how to cater to hip hop, who somewhat knew how to cater to hip hop, and that didn't know at all. And then he was basically saying how hip hop, I guess, has fallen behind in regards to marketing itself and being able to put itself out, and we should learn a lesson from these corporations. Nah, bruh, no. Hip-hop isn't a market. I mean, it's a market, but that's not the purpose. It's a culture. Like, we're not trying to put stuff out for sale. You know what I'm saying? We're doing this because we live this. It's our life. It's our livelihood. You know, rather if you work in a 9-to-5, are you really in the music business or whatever business, you know what I'm saying, you hip-hop. Even if you're at home being a bum, you know, if you're doing it with a backpack and some lugs on, you hip-hop. But no, like, I don't think it's important for rappers or DJs or B-boys or B-girls and taggers. And like, it's not about being marketable. It's dope if you can. If you can get paid, I would love to get paid for this. That's like my man Better. He was like, man, when you put on a dress for $50 million right now, hell yeah. If I put on a dress right now, man, tomorrow I have $50 million, yeah, bro. Ain't no, gonna be no shame in my game. I ain't got 50 right now. I ain't got 5. Yeah, I ain't got 5,000. So, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, of course you want to, you know, be able to live off your art. But on the flip side, it should be about, you know, your talent and your love for the game and you putting that out, not about if you're marketable. And that's the problem with the game now. People try to do stuff that's going to sell versus, you know, do stuff that's just organic. And if it sells, it sells. If it don't, then it wasn't meant to be, bro. You know what I'm saying? Don't be mad. UPS is hiring. You feel me? So, yeah. But shout out to MERS, man. I'm checking out. He usually drop that every Saturday. On Saturday morning, so I'm going to check that out tomorrow as soon as I wake up. Also, too, what is popping? Yeah, the Nicki Minaj, Tekashi 69 video, Fifi, is that what it was? There's nobody over there. If you look at my live, I'm not looking at anybody. I think the name of it was Fifi. Supposed to be some Candyland, some Wicked Candyland. Like, you can watch it and know what the treatment was for it, and then see how the director tried to flip it, and it was no. It was a no for me, bro. Y'all can chill with that. but yeah, but then also too, I think maybe the same day or the day after. I think it was the day after the aftermath, after mathematics. The day after Tekashi, this is the day he dropped the video. The day after he apparently got robbed and kidnapped, pistol whipped, but then apparently made some Batman style escape from his assailants. I guess. Like, that's See, that's why Mos Def said this is sad. Sad. I was about to say something real vicious, but I'm not. I was about to say something bad. Thank you, God, for holding my tongue. Thank you for putting the mute on my tongue. But no, a lot of people are questioning if the robbery slash kidnapping was real, if it was just a publicity stunt. Now, granted, I'm not sure that Tekashi 69 is the one that do, like, just stunts. He's a troll, but I don't know if he actually do stunts. You know what I mean? He may say something crazy, but I don't know if he's going to really risk his life like that. He's not Johnny Knoxville. Right. Probably had some makeup on or something. I don't know. I ain't looking crazy, man. It ain't worth it, though. I mean, granted, 50 is a troll, but them shots are real. 50 wasn't playing around. He really got shot. So, yeah. Who knows? And Nikki is just desperate. I talked about that on the Freedom Train Network interview, if you listen. If you haven't, you should. What else we got? Charlamagne. Lord have mercy. Again, publicity stunts and stage stuff. He essentially came out apparently and said that he was on an interview on a podcast and essentially said that his wife raped him. What? What? surprise, motherfucker. Meet me somewhere. Give me an address. Skip the preliminaries. I got my heat on me right now, motherfucker. Wife, boy. I'm a nigga, fucker. Anyway. But, yo, yeah, he came out. It was just like his wife raped him because he was drunk, or they were drunk when they first had sex, which apparently, and don't quote me because I'm not a lawyer, but I do think in Florida, if you've had at least a couple of drinks of alcohol, yeah, you are being incoherent. And, yeah, it's apparently not rape, I guess. Yeah, it's rape. Like, it's, you're not able to, you know, speak for yourself or whatever. But on the flip side, it goes both ways. Now, it's crazy that Charlamagne would even say this because there's basically a campaign going on online. It hasn't really blown up yet, but it's bubbling, in which people are bringing up some old rape case that he had when he was younger, when he was in his 20s. So it's like, why would you even say that during the time that this is bubbling online? You know, it's on Tumblr, Twitter. It's not really a major thing yet. And it's not something he avoided or haven't talked about before, but it's really like I guess what happened was the victim, if you will, did an interview on Stars podcast. Stars, old, he is old. Old radio personality. He was on the Everyday Struggle last season, but he had his own podcast, and he interviewed the victim. I guess, well, he was kind of bubbling even before then, or whatever. And like I said, Charlamagne had mentioned this before. He mentioned not even allegations, because apparently he took a plea deal. You know what I'm saying? He copped out. And it's record. It's public record. But, yeah, it's like, you know, it's Me Too movement. Why are you putting this out about your wife raping you? Just really bad taste. And I kind of wonder if it was a deflection. Is, you know, was he trying to say this so he can kind of – so someone say, hey, you heard about Charlamagne and that rape thing? And then somebody would be like, oh, you're talking about because he said his wife raped him? Like, no, he raped the girl back in the day. Like, no, I just heard about his wife raping him. And then, boom, now it's confusion. Now, you know, kill the campaign. That's what it seems like to me. So, yeah, man, it's just bad taste, bad timing. Even if it is a deflection, if it is on purpose, just bad. It's really bad. Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to get off that. That's what I got for at least what's on the hip-hop menu. For this week. It was a crazy week. Man, that's not even half of the warpath. So anyway, man, we get to this last track, then we'll come back and end the show. And it should be my man Big Low My man Big Low coming out of Pensacola. He's gonna be on tour. He'll be in Tallahassee in September. The second greatest month of all time. And again, November is Brock, man. November gave me my baby. So anyway, he dropped a single, The Saint, really dope song. I really like this song. And man, it's so much dope local music, man. Y'all sleep. Y'all so sleep. But anyway, it's my man Big Low, The Saint of his new project, The Illegalness. I said that all wrong. Sorry, Low. And this is the Enigma Self Hour. Are you not entertained? Power. That was my man Big Low with The Saints. Y'all let me know how you feel. Again, you can hit me up on Twitter at Enigma Self. That's ENIGMASEPT 9. Let me know what you think about the tracks that were on the Enigma Self Power that I played. Also, too, hit me up on Facebook, Instagram. Instagram is Enigma Self. Same as Facebook, Enigma Self. Pretty much anything else outside of Twitter. Twitter is the only thing that's different because I lost my handle. Also, too, any music that I put out, you know what I'm saying, you can find at soundcloud.com/Enigma Self, as well as Bandcamp at EnigmaSelf9.bandcamp.com. So, and then my music, you can holler at me there. Any of the local music that I play, again, I'm going to have it posted on the live feed once I get everything posted, as well as, you know, so you can hit me up on Twitter, and I'll let you know where you can find the music at, man. So getting ready to close this thing out, and in this somewhat serious note, go back to my man Mers. I think I said Mars. Did I say Mars? I probably said Mars. I'm pretty sure I said Mars the first time. My man Mers, he had an episode in regards to women and hip-hop, and do hip-hop hate women? And I don't think hip-hop hates women. I do think that the rap industry is utterly problematic in its treatment of women. But that's the industry. But I think hip-hop as a culture, for better or for worse, I think for the most part, has done a better job embracing women as the culture, not the industry, not the business. I think as a culture, I think we've done a better job with women, and at least compared to the mainstream. So is there a lot to be done? Yes. I mean, definitely it's a male-dominant, unfortunately, but it's a male-dominant culture, and it's very macho, a lot of machismo, but anyway, I meant to go into that, to go into unfortunate incident in California. Guys already know her name is Neil Wilson, a young 18-year-old, black female who was brutally murdered next to her sister in the subway. And it was a white man came and just slashed her throat in public. And unfortunately, she was leaving a celebration, if you will, a memorial of her late boyfriend who passed away just 2 years prior. And they were, I guess, heading home or heading somewhere. And buddies decide to, exact violence on these two black women, murdering one and injuring the other. And it really got to me because I saw the clip of her father and him pleading for justice for his daughter. They hadn't found the guy yet. They found him now. He was arrested peacefully. But, yeah, man, I mean, it's just, you can tell her father was just in so much shock, He just, all he could say is he just wanted, peace for his daughter. And it was just really, really, just sad, humbling. And it really kind of went back, it made me think about, the MERS. Episode when he was talking about just the hate on women, the attack on women. And we got to do better. I mean, if it's just a hip-hop thing or a mainstream American thing, but we have to do better in regards to not just protecting women, but in particularly protecting black women. And the violence that's enacted on their bodies, on their minds, on their emotional state, on their mental state. And we just have to do better in regards to protecting them. And granted, yes, I have a very soft spot, and I'm going over my time. You guys are going to have to deal with me. Yes, I have a soft spot. I have a daughter. But before then, because before I had my daughter, I have a sister. Got a baby, a little sister. I have my mother. And, growing up, I've always thought that women should be praised, women should be exalted. Now, am I perfect? No. Not at all. Done some really stupid stuff, in my past or whatever. Nothing crazy, but definitely stupid. And, there's definitely a lot I have to learn. So there's no judgment on anybody in particular. But I am conscious and do realize that, you know, we, especially we as men, and particularly and definitely especially black men, we have to do better. We have to step up, man. Like, who hurt you? You know what I'm saying? Like, whoever hurt you, let that go. You know what I'm saying? You know, one thing I had to realize that a lot of times, you know, you're dealing with somebody, they dealing with a lot of, they say hurt people hurt people. So if someone hurt you, like, you can't be mad at an entire section of people because someone who is similar did something to you. You know what I'm saying? So you say, man, that whole deal did that to me, man. So fuck these hoes. Nah, bro. Like, hell, like, first of all, she probably didn't know what she was doing. You know what I mean? And just because she may have done something that you that you deem was wrong, don't give you the right to go and wrong others because you feel like she did you wrong. Nah. You know what I'm saying? Like, be a man. Step up. You know what I'm saying? Don't just sit there and allow either people that look like you, but definitely people that don't look like you, to talk bad, talk down, disrespect, and at the end of the day, you know, harm women, or definitely harm black women, because black women already got hard enough in this country. You know, it's hard enough being black, being a woman, and then, you know, add, you know, you are disabled, and not all these disabilities are physical. You know, you got different sexuality, you lesbian, bi, whatever. You know what I'm saying? You poor, overweight, come from a single home. Like, it's all, so much stuff that can be tacked onto it, and but it's just hard enough just being a black woman in this country. So, you know, we got to step it up, man, and from the little stuff to the big stuff, because that's what gave this fool the space, the idea of thinking that he can even do this. You know what I'm saying? And unfortunately, even though he was arrested and arrested swiftly, like, what's crazy is he probably won't get that much time. Like, he probably get time, especially because it's high profile. We got to continue. Hopefully, those out there in Oakland continue to, you know, give this weight, continue, you know, stay on their neck. You know what I'm saying? But the thing about it, okay, he was arrested. That's cool. But what would he be? He definitely should be convicted. I mean, that should be without question. But my thing is the sentencing. Like, is he going to get life? I don't think they kill him out there in California. But is he going to get life, or are they going to give him 30 years, 25 years, something he can live out? That shouldn't happen. You know what I'm saying? But on the flip side, we got to make it where don't nobody feel comfortable doing something like this. Nobody still feel comfortable doing something like this. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. So, to Neil Wilson, any her family, friends, anybody that, you know, knew her, whatever, man, my heart goes out to them. Is, you know, but especially a father, man. Not the, you know what I'm saying, I'm kind of flipping it, making it a male thing. But for me, being a dad, being a daughter, having a daughter, and bro, nah. I would address for my daughter, and I'd probably go to jail for my daughter, bro. Like, I couldn't imagine that happening. You know what I mean? And I don't think her dad could fathom what was happening. The fact that he was even coherent is amazing to me, but I think it was because he was just shocked, because he didn't know, or, you know, was trying to figure stuff out. And it just bugged me out, you know what I'm saying? It really rubbed me the wrong way, like it should have been for any and everybody. So, yeah, that's it. Said my piece in that regard. Yo, again, this is a loud joint. I appreciate y'all for listening to your boy. I will be at the Underground Railroad tomorrow. I'll be hosting it, my man JC, handling some other business. So I'll be running it. My man Tarif Knockout will be up at the station to give the debut UGR stamp to his new joint, Lethal Simplicity, the new FSU anthem. Yo, which I tell you, it's hard body. So So y'all stay tuned for that. Again, you can listen to it on your streaming apps. If not, then, you know, like I said, listen to the show tomorrow. The Underground Railroad goes from 5 to 8 Eastern Time. Again, if you're in Tallahassee, 89.7 FM. If not, www.wfsu.fsu.edu. You can listen to it live online. And, yeah, man, matter of fact, when I stop this, I'm going to be setting up my playlist of what I'm going to be playing, so I'm going to be up all night. Again, shouts out Freedom Train Network for giving you both the opportunity and the space to do this. Also, you know, Pat, Joe, and everybody else involved. Salute y'all bros. Also, two shouts out to the Beef. Y'all saw that. Shouts out to the Beef. You really did see that. Shouts out to the Beef and Better Music and DJ Killing for having me out to the artist showcase. It was pretty dope. We got a dope setup. You know what I'm saying? Nothing but success to them boys. And I appreciate y'all having me out. And, yeah, man, that's about it. Until next week, this is the Enigma Step Hour. Are you not entertained, fat boy? Meet me somewhere. Give me an address. You got my dick hard. Meet me somewhere. Let me get out of here. Bye.